Pat. You're on with Robert Bathurst.
Hi, Robert. Hello. How are you?
Hi, hello, Kat.
It's so good to talk to you. Oh, my goodness, I'm such a fan. I mean, Louise Penny, I mean, that is just amazing. I love all the books. And tell everybody who may not know about this, how it got started.
Well, Louise Penny was in radio, actually, until she decided to embark as an author. And she's written a book a year pretty much for the last 16 years in a series featuring the Inspector Armand Gamache in Quebec State. The latest one is All the Devils Are Here. A lot of them are set in a mythical village called Three Pines. And every second one is set outside Three Pines, and this latest one is set in Paris.
Wow. So, I mean, you do all the narrating for books. How exciting is that?
Well, I took over, actually, because Ralph Cosham was reading them. He read the first 10 of them, and he died, very sadly, and they needed to find another narrator. And so I got given the nod, and I read the last 6 of them. That was a great challenge because the books on audiobook were very popular. I mean, print form, they get to the New York Times bestsellers number one regularly. And on audiobook, they've been very popular, too, with Ralph. And I had to take over the reading of it, and the fans had to sort of accept me in the role. That's been an additional challenge. And I've done the last 6, and they seem to be going really, and they're going well. So it's great.
Well, why did you especially enjoy about reading the 16th book, the All the Devils Are Here book?
Well, what I love about these books is that you might think, looking at them, they're rather like Agatha Christie or whatever. They're a mystery thriller. They are a really well-plotted, really, really interesting one. But they also sort of go beyond that. And what I love about these books is there is, in a sense, that I see them as a sort of a manifesto on how to live well in a cruel world. It sounds a bit spiritual, and it might be. There is a sort of strange, with a small m, mystical quality to them, because however ghastly and terrible the murders are, there's true terror involved in it. There is underneath it and underpinning it through the character of Armand Gamache, who has his faults, and he's very tough, and he has to do terrible things. But underneath it, despite the terror, there is a sort of a tolerance and a forgiveness and a compassion, which takes you quite by surprise. And I think she was quoting Auden, she said that goodness exists. And so the sort of, as well as evil, and there is, there's much, much evil, but there's also a deep goodness in there, which you carry through at a time when people are feeling sort of anxious and things like that. There is a balm of goodness about them, which doesn't take away from the toughness of some of the subject matter.
Well, I want to talk a little bit more about you, and I'm sorry, but it's so exciting. I mean, you actually won the 2020 Audio Award Best Male Narrator. How cool is that, Robert?
Very cool. I mean, I'm not overburdened with awards. Yeah, I have to say. And to get awards, it's like a sort of the Oscars of audiobooks. I got the nod, which is absolutely fantastic. It was really, really, really good to get that. And because you sit in the booth and you read these things and you hope they go okay. And then to get that was an approbation of a sort that, all actors would love. And it was my turn this time. And I'm really, really delighted to have got it.
And just so our listeners know, because they're probably listening to you going, okay, wait, I know him. I know his name. You are known for your role as Sir Anthony Strahlen?
It's Strahlen, yes.
Strahlen, yeah. Okay.
There's a character in Downton Abbey. I turned up in the first and the third series and the Christmas one. I ended up ditching, for anybody who's seen it, I was the one who ditched Lady Edith at the altar.
Shame on you.
Absolute shame on me. I was doing a play, I was doing King Charles III in Chicago, and people were coming up to me the whole time and saying, how could you? How could you have done that? And I thought, it wasn't me.
It was the story.
story, exactly, kite, I know.
I bet that's
much
fun.
To ride a kite.
That's got to be a lot of fun, yeah?
It was great fun, but what's so good fun about it is when you start a series, when you're involved in the first series, you don't know whether it's going to work or whether it's not.
Right.
And so to be in an unfolding hit was really exciting. And when those come along, it's great. Yeah, you do jobs as an actor, of course, when you think things are going to go to the second series and they don't, or they get a pilot and they don't. And so when series come along and you get a long running show going, I've got another one called Cold Feet, which just goes out in the States in some form or another,
right.
But it's a huge thing in the UK and other parts. And so, yeah, you get series which take off. Downton took off, and it was really exciting to be part of.
So what's next for you?
Well, I mean, in this current climate, I had my stage show called Love, Loss and Chianti, which was taking two books by the poet Christopher Reed. And there were two of us in it, and we had cartoon animation going on behind us. It was sort of my production, and we were sort of getting it all together. And we'd launched it, and we were doing 3 weeks of a 12-week run in London when the pandemic struck. And I can make no special pleading for sympathy, because every single performing artist has been spiked similarly. But it was very frustrating, because it was something I'd been planning a long time. So I'm hoping when all this is over,
yes,
to continue with that. I'm doing a Netflix film. Finally, filming is starting again. And I'm going to Germany to do a Netflix film about the Munich Agreement, a Robert Harris novel. And so that's starting in the autumn. So things are beginning to happen again.
Well, that's wonderful. And you're having so much fun. I mean, for an actor, what's the secret to making a narration stand out when you're doing the audiobook?
I don't know. Have you got 5 hours? No. It's well, essentially, don't get in the way of the author.
Okay.
It's a contract between, like a theatre ticket, is a contract between the audience and the author. It's all about the actor and nothing. It's all about the acting and nothing to do with the actor in that sense. And your job is to make the audience feel comfortable that they're not listening to technical virtuosity, but listening to a story.
Mm-hmm.
All the technical things can be on the back burner and not on show. You're just delivering the story, and you're delivering it in a way which you think has the greatest connection with the audience. So you've got the audience in mind the whole time. You've got the characters firmly in mind, and you try and slip them subtly into the mind of the author, into the mind of the audience, and carry them along with you. You don't know whether you are or not, but you just do it to the best of your ability and hope for the best.
Well, I wish you continued success. I mean, this is just amazing to get to talk to you. And the book is Louise Penny, All the Devils Are Here. How can we find out more about you and keep up to date with you?
Well, I don't have much of a social media profile. I've got my biog on IMDb, and it tells all in that. I did have a website which had a button on it called Greatest Hits, which was clips of me being punched and kicked and killed and blown up in various things over the years. But that website seems to have gone down. I forgot to renew the new name. I do Twitter just for whimsy and not really for work.
Right.
So no, I'm a man of mystery. I'm a complete man of mystery mostly, I think.
I like that.
Against the grain.
I like that. Well, it's a pleasure, and I hope to talk with you again.
Thank you, Kat. Very nice to talk to you.
Thank you. Bye-bye.